Why this works? Nukazuke is built on lactic acid fermentation, the same biological process behind yogurt, kimchi, and sourdough bread. The rice bran bed, Nukadoko, is a microbial ecosystem. Naturally occurring lactobacillus bacteria, fed by the starches and sugars in the bran, produce lactic acid as a metabolic byproduct. That lactic acid is what pickles the vegetables, gives them their characteristic sour depth, and preserves them safely. Salt is the regulator. At 8 to 12% of the bran weight, salt creates an environment selective for lactobacilli, bacteria that thrive under salty, slightly acidic conditions, while suppressing most pathogens and molds. Too little salt, and the ferment goes wrong. Soft, slimy vegetables, foul smells. Too much, and the microbial activity slows to a halt, and you have salted but not fermented vegetables. The vegetables contribute back to the bed. As they release moisture through osmosis, they carry their own microbial populations and sugars into the Nukadoko. A long-maintained bed builds flavor complexity over months and years. The composition of the microbial community shifts, the kombu and shiitake decompose slightly and deepen the umami character, and the whole system develops what Japanese cooks describe as the bed's aji, taste, personality. A three-day-old bed produces pleasant, fresh-tasting pickles. A three-year-old bed produces something with far more character. The fridge version in this recipe sacrifices some of that character for controllability. Fermentation at 4 to 6 degrees Celsius is 5 to 10 times slower than at room temperature, which means the lactic acid accumulates slowly, the vegetables absorb flavor gradually, and the risk of the bed going wrong is lower. The result is still genuinely fermented. Lactic acid bacteria are active even at low temperatures, but the flavor profile is cleaner and less complex than a traditionally maintained bed. Turning the bed is not optional maintenance. It introduces oxygen to the top layer, which inhibits anaerobic bacteria, including the ones responsible for off smells and sliminess, and redistributes the salt and microbes evenly. A neglected bed develops a distinctive unpleasant smell from anaerobic activity at depth. Stir from the bottom up, twice weekly minimum. Common mistakes: wet vegetables. Target completely dry vegetables before burying. Wash, then pat thoroughly. Why it matters? Surface moisture introduces uncontrolled bacteria, can disrupt the lactic bacteria balance, leading to off smells or slime. What to do? Dry on rack 10 minutes after washing. Pat with clean towel. Workarounds: want fastest dry? Fan briefly or use a salad spinner. Insufficient salt. Target 10 to 12% salt by bran weight. Non-negotiable lower limit. Why it matters? Salt selects for lactobacilli and suppresses pathogens molds. Undersalted bed develops pink-gray layers, ammonia-like smell. What to do? Measure salt by weight. Salt is for safety and flavor selection, not just taste. Workarounds. Bed went off, add salt, plus stir thoroughly. Bury eggplant 2 to 3 days without other vegetables. Airtight ceiling. Target loose lid or cloth cover. Gas exchange essential. Why it matters? Sealed airtight equals anaerobic bacteria dominate, responsible for off smells, slime. The bed needs CO2 out, trace O2 in. What to do? Loose fitting wooden or plastic lid, or breathable cloth. Workarounds. Worried about smells in fridge? Cloth plus loose lid. Still allows gas exchange. Over pickling. Target: short side of suggested time for first few rounds. Cucumber 12 hours. Daikon 1 to 2 days. Why it matters? Long burial is too salty. Soft texture. Each bed has its own rhythm. Overpickling is the most common beginner mistake. What to do? Set timer, test early. Pull while still slightly firm. Flavor develops on the plate too. Workarounds. Overpickled? Rinse briefly in cold water before eating. Takes the edge off saltiness. Not turning regularly. Target: stir bottom to top every 2 to 3 days in fridge. Daily at room temp. Why it matters? Stagnant bed develops anaerobic pockets, bad smells and texture issues. Stirring redistributes microbes and oxygen. What to do? Clean hands or clean gloves, reach to the bottom, and turn the bed completely. Workarounds: frequent neglect, set a calendar reminder. Missed stirrings are the number one beginner failure. Discarding a bad bed too soon. Target: try to recover before discarding. Most off-bed states are fixable. Why it matters? A bed represents weeks of microbial development. Most bad beds, slight smells, surface film, are recoverable with intervention. What to do? Add salt plus stir thoroughly, bury eggplant, 2 to 3 days rest without new vegetables. Workarounds: truly inedible, rotting smell, visible mold colonies, discard and start fresh. What to look for? Fresh bed, miso paste consistency, slightly salty and bran sweet smell, not wet, not powdery. After 1 week in fridge, slightly more complex smell, a hint of sourness. Fermentation is beginning. pickled cucumber after 12 hours. Slight give, starting to look slightly translucent at the surface. Osmosis is working. Pickled daikon after 2 days, pale, slightly translucent, faint sour smell, ready to eat. The bed over time, deepening smell, slightly darker color. The microbial ecosystem is developing. Chef's view, the traditional nukadoko is one of the few food preparations where the cook is genuinely tending a living system, rather than applying a technique. A well-maintained bed might live for decades. Some beds in Japan are reportedly hundreds of years old, with microbial cultures passed down across generations. The daily turning, the burying and retrieving, the small adjustments of salt and water, these are the maintenance of an ecosystem, not the following of a recipe. The fridge adaptation here is not the same thing. It is a sincere approximation, genuinely fermented, usable immediately, significantly less demanding to maintain. I recommend it as a starting point, particularly for cooks who want to understand what lactic acid fermentation produces, without committing to a room temperature bed requiring daily attention. Once you have tasted the pickles from a week-old fridge bed, you may find yourself curious about what a well-maintained traditional bed would taste like. That is the intended direction of travel. The kombu and shiitake in the bed are not decoration. Kombu releases glutamic acid, the free amino acid behind umami flavor, gradually, and that free glutamate deepens the flavor of everything pickled in the bed. Shiitake contributes guanolic acid, a different umami compound that synergizes with glutamate. The chili is a mild preservative and adds background heat. Over time, these components become part of the bed's character. Chef Test Notes tested 2 beds in parallel for 3 weeks, one with only salt and nuka, control, one with kombu, shiitake, and chili additions. By week 2, the kombu shiitake bed produced noticeably more complex pickles. More umami depth, a rounder finish. The control bed pickles were clean and pleasant, but simpler. Both were good. The umami additions are worth including from the start.